We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, so county council meeting. They are full of fireworks usually. This one got particularly, nasty. We're going to talk with County Councilman Tim Fitch. He's my councilman here in the Fenton area. But let me play a little bit more of what happened last night as there was a challenge to Lisa Clancy's leadership on the board.
I think the motion is in order.
There is no mechanism in our charter to remove a chair, nor in our rules.
You are no longer the chair. So we have a motion on the floor.
That is not correct, Councilman Fitch. Your motion is not recognized.
You don't have that choice. Point of order.
Please state your point of order.
You are no longer the chair, so you have
When he says you are no longer the chair, you have no standing right now, that's sort of where it just blows up even more. And let me fast forward just a little bit. This goes on for a while.
As you said to me,
Fitch, you are not recognized.
You need to be able to count.
We have to ask our staff to mute you if you continue disrupting the meeting.
You can't mute us because you no longer have a majority here. We have a majority of 4-3. You cannot give out orders.
Councilman Fitch, the vote is illegal. It is not in order.
I call.
All right, so let's talk about it here with Chief Fitch, who joins me this afternoon. Obviously, she says the vote is illegal. Look, I saw my friend and colleague Jane Duker tweeting about this last night. You and I talked about it a couple weeks ago. I understand the issue here. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. I don't understand how that leadership vote even was allowed to take place last week without the new member who was elected in November. Having said that, I still can't seemingly get an answer to how this is going to all resolve itself, because you say she's not the chair. She says she is the chair. How do we figure this out?
That's a great question, and I would tell you there is a political solution here, and that's where, and it's called compromise. And there's no discussion with her about any type of compromise. And certainly we are willing to sit down and have a discussion about some sort of compromise, but they think they're right. They're using Sam Page's attorney to give them advice, which is the wrong thing to do, because he appoints that person, can fire her tomorrow. And this is really all they're hanging their hat on, is this opinion from Sam Page's attorney. And we can listen to her opinion just like we can our own attorney's opinion. And either you choose to do what they say or not. And we feel like we're on firm legal and solid ground here, and we're going to move forward. So where does this go from here is we've already passed the resolution removing her as the chair and Ernie Trakas as the vice chair. We've elected a new presiding officer, which is a temporary position. Which was me, and then our next meeting, we will elect a chair and a vice chair. And everybody shut us down from talking, to including cutting off my microphone, as you heard. So she's willing to fight for that position as best as she can, and she's not going to be successful.
Let me play a little bit more audio here from what happened last night. Dave's back in the studio, so let's see if we... Dave, play the Rita Days first, because I think we have a little bit from Rita Days. Here's what she said.
We need to proceed. Madam Chair, this is a point of order, Madam Chair.
Please state your point of order.
Rule 14, the chair decides questions of order, or two members can appeal the ruling of the chair on a point of order. And that is what is in front of us at this particular point. We are appealing the ruling of the chair.
Now, when she says that, she means Lisa Clancy?
Correct. Yes. Okay. Lisa Clancy was trying to shut down the conversation, and she can't do that when two members object and then you take a vote to override her ruling. That's what happened.
All right, so then Ernie Trakas says this about you.
There's been no removal of the chair or vice chair. You're just being an obstructionist, and I'm sick of it.
I'm not sure if you guys were on the Christmas card list or, you know, if you're going to hug it out when you can get back in person. But obviously this got really, really nasty last night. So whose opinion are you seeking, and who's the ultimate arbitrator here? I mean, is a court going to have to rule on this?
No, the arbitrator is the – that's why there's seven members of the council to settle things like this. So the four members voted last night to remove the chair and vice chair. It's time to move on. She can kick and scream all she wants. Ernie could call me a fool again like he did last night. That doesn't change the facts of the matter that four people voted. That's why you have a tribunal like a county council. And, some people think we need to run to court and have a court decide. We don't need to run to court. If they don't feel like they were treated fairly and there's some legal objection they have, if they want to run to court, they certainly can do that. That's why the court's over there.
When you said a few minutes ago that they weren't interested in any compromise, St. Louis Councilman or St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch is with me this afternoon. What's the compromise here?
Well, there could be. What I suggested to them last week, instead of doing this forcefully, and actually at the beginning of last night's meeting, the same thing. If you would like to just step down as the chair and vice chair and allow Councilwoman Webb to weigh in with her vote representing her constituents of District 4, no matter how that vote goes, if Lisa Clancy is voted in as chair again, I accept that. But to allow a former member of the council to cast a vote last week is not only wrong, but it's illegal. And that's what this is about. And this is about disrespecting Councilwoman Webb and her constituents and allowing a member that's been defeated at the polls handily to cast a vote to make a decision on who the council chair is. I accept whoever the council chair is, voted in by the legal four members of the council.
So when is the body, and by the way, this is all done right now. You're still doing all this on Zoom, right?
Actually, there were five members of the council in the chambers last night.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't aware of that. Were you in there? Were you on Zoom?
Yes, I was. No, I was in there.
Okay. So I don't know if that makes it more difficult at this point to do some of this, but when are you supposed to meet again? You know, I just want to know who's going to be the chair when this meeting kicks off, or if this is just going to continue. If you're not going to seek a legal opinion, you're going to expect them to maybe give in or blink. I don't know that that's going to happen. So my question seems to be, and it has for almost 18 hours now, been pointed at, what's the end game? And there's not a good answer to that, is there?
You know, I keep telling people, if you want to know what the end game is, you need to ask Sam Page. He's the one that created this. He needs to figure out what the end game is going to be. He's tried to work behind the scenes, but he's the one that created this. He's the one that suggested that Rochelle Walton Gray be allowed to stay on the council after her term expired so he could have that vote for his person to be the council chair and another piece of legislation to hire outside counsel. This is all on him. So I think the real question for him is what's he going to do to settle this?
But why can there, you know, I guess even going back to the earlier meeting last week, I just don't understand why there's so much disagreement over what's legal in the county and what's not legal when it comes to taking a vote from a member for leadership who was not elected in November. That one seems to be pretty easy to maybe determine whether it's legal or not, but there's still a disagreement on that.
It is. I mean, our own legal counsel have told us we're on firm ground. The Constitution of Missouri says you cannot serve more than 4 years, not 4 years and 11 days. It says 4 years. And they just decided on their own to extend their term, her term, to allow her to vote this one meeting, January 5th, just all on their own. They made up the law to do that. And we fixed it last night, and they don't like the results. So they pound the table and call people, you know, fools and bullies and all the name calling that we heard last night.
In the meantime, though, one of the things that we've discovered over the course of the last couple of years is, and my producers might have to have the dump button ready, every one of these meetings turns into a blank show. And I think there's a lot of county voters that might be sitting back saying, good Lord, what are you guys doing, and are you getting anything done?
Yeah, this really started, to be honest with you, when Lisa Clancy took over as the chair last January. That's when all the rancor started. It started a little bit before that was Sam Page, when he decided he wanted to just do things on his own without involving the council. And then He orchestrated Lisa Clancy to become the chair, and then he used her to do his dirty work, and that's what's been happening now for over a year. We had no issues, even when Stanger was there. Remember, I went on the council when Stanger was there. Certainly we had our issues with him, and we dealt with those as we should have. But after he was gone, we were in great unison as a council. There were very few disagreements. This really started when Sam Page decided he would just start doing things on his own as a county executive, and then enlisted Lisa Clancy to help him. That's what started this.
All right. Well, keep us posted, because I'm still kind of confused, and I'd like to know where this is going to end, because, you know, just look, I kind of look things and call them the way I see them, and I don't know all the particulars of the county charter, but this is pretty easy to call. And, yeah, you know, I don't know if your path here is the correct path. I have no idea, because I'm not a member of county government. Although, if you're not careful, I still might primary your ass, you know, moving forward, because you're in my district. Having said that, it's confusing to people, and I think they don't know what's going on. So keep us posted.
Right.
Thank you, Chief.
Absolutely will. And by the way, I'll vote for you.
All right, good. That's good. Well, see, he can be the county chair, and then I don't want to be a politician.
That's
the last
thing.
If I ever start to talk about getting into politics, someone just put me down. I'm just going to ask you that. 229 at KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.